The history of rock and roll.
Pretty soon you'll take a bite. And then she said,
well, don't you know,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Yeah.
Take out the papers and the trash.
If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life would be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again.
I went to the window and peeked through the blind and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, "What, honey? Yes,
what did you love?
Was the cause of it all?"
Time Sweep has taken us back 15 years to the seedling age of rock and roll. The records from which these excerpts were taken will be heard in full during the rockumentary. Some ingredients of rock and roll sprouted in the 1950s, but others had already been a long time growing. In the beginning, there was gospel, a blend of the rhythms of Africa, church teachings, and a people's need for musical expression. From it branched the blues, then rhythm and blues, each individual, but each resembling its parent.
Heal the sick, heal the sick, heal the sick, heal that man, heal that woman, heal, Lord, heal.
Reverend Overstreet.
Now I'm going back down south. Man, why the weather suits my clothes?
Sonny Boy Williamson.
Now I done fool around in Chicago. Yank, I done almost broke.
Tampa Ray.
Little minnows in the river. Kingfish in the deep blue sea. Little minnows in the river. Kingfish in the deep blue sea. Lord, I got a gang of women trying to get a chance with me.
Larry Williams.
I know you hear me calling you, baby. Oh, but little girl, you just didn't want to come. So I know you heard me calling you, baby. But honey, child, you just didn't want to come. Honey, child, I ain't about to give you none.
The Harmonizing Four.
I want to be ready.
I want to be ready.
I want to be ready.
I want to be ready when he comes. I'm trying to get my house in order.
Turner.
Yeah, went back to Kansas City. Oh, Bobby Brown was gone. Is it a need of a world? I hope he's got a bet on.
From these basic forms were cast the cornerstones of harmony and emotion, the foundation of a revolutionary music which became the heartbeat and anthem of the 20th century.
In the beginning, there were nothing but rocks. Then somebody invented the wheel, and things just began to roll.
Did you ever hear a tenor sax swinging like a rusty axe, humping like a frog down in a hollow log? Baby, that was rock and roll. Did you ever hear a guitar twang, jingle, 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 jang? Ever hear those strings doing crazy things? Baby, that was rock and roll.
The metaphoric wheel which started rocks rolling was made of an alloy strong enough to trundle the music from its sectional appeal to universal popularity. One element of this alloy was country music, another was traditional pop, and a third was folk. But the backbone of this old new music of the early 50s was rhythm and blues. And the Clovers were one of the earliest R&B groups. One of their records, in fact, introduced the saxophone to rhythm and blues. Ahmet Erdogan, then and now president of Atlantic Records, who wrote this number one record from the summer of 1951, reminisces about its making.
Vocal groups in the early days, we never used anything but a rhythm section, right?
Can't you see what you're doing to me?
I thought you know I love you, love you so. Don't you know I love you, love you so. Don't you know I love you so. And I'll never, never let you go. Don't you know
saxophones. I did that because the rhythm section, I wanted to use Frank Colley's rhythm section. Frank Colley was a saxophone player who recorded for us. And he told me he wouldn't let me use his rhythm section unless I paid him double scale. So I said, okay, then you have to play. He said, what am I going to play? I said, I don't know, you have to play something. That was the first Clovers record, and it had no bass on it because the bass player didn't show up. But as a result, a guitar player played a bass line along with a piano player, and it worked out very well, uncluttered, you know. It was a big hit, and I established a group. And it was called Don't You Know I Love You.
You're my thrill, you're my chill, you're my all in all.
Of rock and roll continues in a moment with the first hit from 1953 of a group which had more than a dozen years of successful record.
Fatter, who had been the lead singer of the Dominoes, but he was fired by them. I went to hear the Dominoes one night, and I said, my God, but is Clyde McFatter sick? I said, no, man, I said, we just fired him, you know. We formed a group around him, which we called the Drifters.
The year after Clyde McFatter and the Drifters came out with Money Honey was marked by a song which has frequently been pegged as the first rock and roll record. The Crew Cuts covered it, but the original version of Shaboom was by the Chords.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream. Do, 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 Shaboom. Life could be a dream, shaboom. If I
could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open we'll meet again, boom. Ding-dong-dee-ding-dong, a-lang-a-lang-a-lang. Oh-oh-oh-oh-bip, a bip a oh, life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
The early 50s produced flocks of groups named after birds, among them the Orioles, the Flamingos, the Penguins, the Robins, the Wrens, the Meadowlarks, and the Cardinals. The Spaniels led a mild revolt against this feather trend, but it didn't taper down until several years later, perhaps killed by Stan Freberg's satirical formation of a group called the Toads. Meanwhile, back in 1954, one of the biggest records of the year was a song called G, performed by a group named the Crows. Was the year of another rhythm and blues landmark in the history of rock and roll. A record which used the traditional blues structure of verse, repeat verse, and answer line. For example, get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. While you get in that kitchen, make some noise with those pots and pans. The original version of Shake, Rattle, and Roll was sung by Joe Turner, a piano-playing blues singer from Kansas City who had first come to prominence in the 1930s. He was 43 years old when Shake, Rattle, and Roll turned him into a rock and roll star. Joe Turner's version, though, was outsold by a cover record, a later copy of the song by a Philadelphia-based country and western singer, Bill Haley. Cover records of rhythm and blues songs, or race records as they were called in the late 40s and early 50s, were common. The Crew Cuts, the Diamonds, and several other groups made careers with pale cover versions of R&B hits. Jerry Lieber, who teamed with Mike Stoller to write dozens of rhythm and blues hits, including all the Coasters records and Hound Dog by Elvis Presley, has several thoughts about why cover records were common and why blues and rhythm and blues songs often didn't make the pop hit parade.
Blues was considered déclassé. It was considered, dirty music. And a lot of the records, the early days, were called race records. And a lot of the lyrics were double entendre. And a lot of the artistic value or cultural value that rested in a lot of that music was totally ignored because of just existing mores and attitudes. And so a lot of it was ridiculed and condemned.
Voice and piano of a man whose first hit record was in 1949 and whose last hit record was in 1968 in a moment as we turn more pages in the history of rock and roll.
Of rock and roll.
I found my thrill. Love again when we're
up will come. And even if night, my hurry to mind, blue heaven. On Saturday night where I was born, I got a whole lot of love for you, true, true love for you. This time I'm walking to New Orleans. Yeah, Lord, you're the fiend.
Fats Domino was born on February 26, 1928, in New Orleans, the home of Dixieland jazz and of a distinctive brand of blues. He was discovered in 1948 by a talent scout from Imperial Records, one of the early rhythm and blues labels. He told the man he didn't think he could sing and didn't know if he could write a song. Fats Domino discussed his early days as a performer recently for the History of Rock and Roll.
My real name is Antoine Domino. I started in the band about 17. Then I was working three nights a week in New Orleans. The first record I made about 3 weeks before Christmas of 49, it was called A Fat Man, Soul Over Mean and Half. It was called Rhythm and Blues then. My first pop record that the all radio station played, I think, was Ain't That a Shame.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain.
Ain't That a Shame was a hit from 1955. It kicked off a golden period for Fats Domino, who was already well established at that time. One of the biggest hits from his rhythm and blues period came in 1953, a record which he remembers he did in one take, producing a finished version after only one playthrough in the studio.
One song I made in one take was called Please Don't Leave Me. I didn't do much singing in it. But when I made it, my wife said, what's the matter? I used to go, ooh, 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 ooh. She said, why are you too much a singer? I said, I was tired. She said, well, lately she told me, she said, I wish she could make another one like that. Because I think that was something about, maybe it means something.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Domino wrote most of his hits in conjunction with Dave Bartholomew, and many of them shared a common element. They were based on everyday phrases. This is true of the first two Fats Domino records we played, Ain't That a Shame and Please Don't Leave Me, and is also true of million sellers such as I'm in Love Again, Poor Me, Don't Blame It on Me, and Gone Home. It also applies to the next Fats Domino record from the year 1956, Blue Monday, which we'll hear after Fats discusses some other elements of his sound.
I didn't know too much about music when I first started, but I went after, and I got everything from New Orleans. Some called rock and roll, different name. I just call it a little bit of beat. You got to have that beat, some of the feeling, and some that you feel, but you got to really feel it to produce it. When I write songs, I get the melody first. I give me a catchy melody. Then you can write a story from the melody.
Time, got no time to play.
in my pain. Sunday morning, my head is bad. Oh, it worth it for the time that I've had. But I've got to get my rest, 'cause money's a man.
In addition to Ain't That a Shame, the year 1955 was highlighted by the first rhythm and blues ballad to dent the pop record charts. The record industry trade paper Cashbox magazine reported that it was the 33rd best-selling record of the year, while a cover version by the Crew Cuts came in at number 35. The record was Earth Angel, sung originally by the Penguins. Documentary continues with a giant 1955 hit by the Moon.
The history of rock and roll.
Bottle, 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 bottle.
Singer for the Moonglows, Harvey Fuqua, and disc jockey Alan Freed, who's credited with coining the term rock and roll. The song was covered at the time by the McGuire sisters, just as the next song on the history of rock and roll was released by an artist anxious to capitalize on the success of the original. In this case, the cover artist was Georgia Gibbs, whose version of Tweedledee Dee outsold Laverne Baker's original record because of the barriers to pure rhythm and blues. This record became one of the largest hits of Laverne Baker's career. '55 was also the beginning of one of the most successful groups in the early days of rock and roll, the Platters, whose first gold record was Only You.
Only you can make all this world seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can
Chicago blues singer with a flair for modifying guitars, adopted the shave and a haircut two bits rhythm to a folk song to come up with a stage name for himself, which also was the title of his largest single.
As strange as it may seem, I used to be a little, you know, if I may so say so, a little jive fighter, you know, and it was beginning to look pretty good for me, but I preferred like another type of entertainment. In other words, entertaining the people. And so I got started on beating and banging on my axe a little bit more, and so up popped Bo Diddley.
She was a bird.
On December 25th, 1954, Johnny Ace shot himself backstage at a concert playing Russian roulette. He'd had hits before, but his romantic death made him the first rock and roll idol and propelled Johnny Ace's next release into becoming his most successful record, Pledging My Love. The year was 1955. Clock hasn't stopped, and in a moment, the history of rock and roll continues with Ray Charles.